What?
Yeah, we have two Jennifers once again on camera.
Your camera.
Welcome back, everybody. Tobin and Leroy here with you. Hey, Machine Gun Kelly fans, we're giving away tickets to see his Lost Americana show with Wiz Khalifa, May 27th at I Think Financial Amphitheater. For your chance to win, enter now at WQAM.com/contest. This is a Live Nation show. Wiz Khalifa.
There's going to be a lot of smoking in that concert.
Mm-hmm.
You're probably right about that. You're probably right
is
about that.
Is he still black?
Who?
I
mean, he can't get...
MGK? Yeah. Remember he got the black tattoo?
Oh!
That's pretty hard to remove. So
I think so. I think once you go that way, I don't think there's any going back from that. I don't know. Yeah. Not really sure.
Yeah.
Not really sure about that.
I don't really follow him, so I don't know.
What do we have today, Jennifer, for Goosies? No Goosies.
We have Malik Willis on earning.
I'm sorry. My cat's name is Whisker Leafa.
That's pretty good.
Point for Twitcher.
That's good, John Jewel.
That's funny. All right, okay. As you go ahead.
Sorry.
I feel like I need to ask him the same question you asked him like 2 minutes ago.
No.
Jesus.
No.
Anyway, like I was saying, how do you guys feel about Malik Willis on earning being a leader?
All right, here's what he had to say.
Trust. I mean, every play we go out there, whether it's calling the play, whether it's executing the play, whether it's making sure somebody else can get lined up, you build that over time. And I don't think you just put somebody in a position and say, okay, you're the leader now. You got to earn that. And that's from, you know, top to bottom.
I got the Goosies. You know, he's not trying to step on any toes. He's going to just do the thing. But I think you hear Jeff Hafley's like putting him in position to be the leader. But I think he's not trying too hard. He's just being Malik Willis. I like it. Goosies.
I think one of the things I appreciate with everybody, like, and I would say this to a lot of people, teams go sideways when you make people leaders instead of letting the leaders reveal themselves.
It's like, right? A magic trick.
And so from that standpoint, I think both with Hafley and with Malik, they kind of said the things that, okay, here's what I need to do. The better job I do of this, the better leader I can be. But as of right now, there are no leaders. And Hafley said, well, I'm the leader right now because nobody else revealed themselves. So, yeah, I like the way they're just going about it the right way. Doesn't mean it's going to work out, but they're going about it the right way. That, like, coaches that come in and try to gain the respect of their players by naming the star players the captains, that doesn't always work.
Yeah, you can't just grab the flute and be the Pied Piper, dude. You got to make sure the rats will follow you.
Hold on. And you ask me? You want to ask me? And he could say stuff like that?
It's Tobin.
No!
Exactly.
That don't mean nothing.
She gets it.
I just love how he loves looking for an audience to, like, agree with him so he'll make eye contact.
Of course.
I just couldn't look at
him. All he needs is one.
No.
He's just looking for one.
I won't even look at him.
That's why I laughed at him. He was just looking at me.
Because he looked over here. I saw him. I used my peripherals, and I saw him looking over here, and I'm like, no, I'm not acknowledging that foolishness.
If Jay figured in, you were going to look at me soon.
Oh, definitely. I was just going to, just anywhere but there.
And then this is it. The clown's on the chat. Well, he go misstepping on Leroy's toes.
You got the Goosies, Jennifer?
I think so.
Vlad?
I do have the Goosies.
Goosies.
They're going about it the right way. They're going about it the right way.
They are.
What do you got for number two, Jennifer?
I mean, there's more. Like, I'm scared. Like, you have everybody. She's shell-shocked. You don't want to talk.
We have Gargu, I think that's how you say it, and the Mandalorian.
Grogu.
Sorry, my bad. I don't watch it.
Gargu.
Whatever.
Minus one.
Well, it comes out tomorrow.
Oh, Goosey's galore, dude.
Goosey's galore.
Goosey's on what? Top of Goosey's. Cannot wait.
What? Goosey's and here's galore. The kicker. Here's the kicker.
What's the kicker?
I got to go somewhere with Rebecca at 11.
In the morning or at night?
So you got primo. In the morning.
So when all y'all are at work.
That's not fair.
Boom.
You just go by yourself?
Leroy. No.
You going to bring a Stitchy Mouse?
Yeah.
Right. Is that a movie?
Yes. Hmm. Baby Yoda.
I thought it was a series.
It was a
there
series.
There was a series. It was a now series. Now it's a movie.
Now it's
what's nice. With the smile? Very what's nice. With the smile? G-Fig.
Yeah, no Goosies?
No.
Why? You don't, you don't like Star Wars?
I like Star Wars.
No
but like,
Goosies.
Like, I literally asked you if it was a series or a movie, so.
Well, if you're going to the movies to see it, then it's the movie.
Like, okay,
put
well.
Put two and two together. Goodness.
Vlad, you got the Goosies?
Sass.
I got the Goosies.
Goosies. Gonzalo says that Leroy is going for baby Toda.
Point for
I'll watch that.
Witcher.
Oh, you watch Baby Toda? That's messed up.
Hard to fit in shoes, it is.
Point for Tobin.
I can't even look at you. I can't even look at me anymore.
No. You just want to laugh it up. You couldn't wait.
He's 10 toe down.
I had to look at the comments because he looked at me. I'm like, oh no.
Schmeathen says, ain't no force entangling those talons.
So wrong.
What's number three?
There's more. There's more.
There's more.
Please.
We might not get to all of them.
These are crooked. They are.
By the way, Yoda and his quotes. Fear is the path to the dark side. Fear leads to anger. Anger leads to hate. Hate leads to suffering.
Wow, he said that?
Yeah, he said that in The Phantom Menace.
So poetic. Damn, dude.
Train yourself to let go of everything you fear to lose. Revenge of the Sith.
That's harsh. That's Goosey's right there.
He does.
Are you guys ready for number three?
Yes.
I hope so.
Oh, well, the Bucks D-line coach is saying that Reuben Bain is basically James Harrison.
Do you want to know what his name is? I'm not even making this up.
Who? No, don't tell me.
The coach?
What's his name? Does it have a toe in it?
Say it.
Larry Foote.
Larry Foote, I played against him.
I bet you did.
He, this is what he had to say on Reuben Bain.
He played for Pittsburgh.
I know it was unexpected for him to be there. You've watched plenty of tape. You've seen a lot of guys come to this league. Do you know that this guy is going to be a star in the league even before, you know, he arrives?
Off the film, if you had to bet, he's going to be a star. He's just the way he plays the game, he's explosive, plays with great leverage, and it's hard to block those type of guys. You know, back in my Pittsburgh day, played with a guy, James Harrison, like that. It was just, you couldn't block him. And he has that trait. He has that ability. I'm more impressed with his mindset. And I kind of got a little feel for that when we interviewed him at the Combine. But these last few weeks, he has that Levante David focus, that area down there in Miami. Them guys are just, you know, it's Jesus 1A and football 1B. And them guys love ball. Even when it's break time, he ain't pulling his phone out like the rest of them. He's all about ball. So I'm excited to have him.
I would say this. People don't realize that James Harrison was 5'10", 295.
He was that heavy?
Yes.
Jeez.
So he was built like a cinder block. I think, and he played with a motor and energy that was unmatched.
So mean.
So I don't think that he'll be that, but I get where he's coming from with the intensity.
Yeah.
And with, you know, the energy that he plays with.
Crazy. I got the Gooseys, though. I'm a big Reuben Bain fan, even if it's not here.
I'm a Reuben Bain fan. I'm a Reuben Bain fan.
Gooseys galore.
Gooseys.
Stolen Gooseys?
Stolen Gooseys.
Gooseys galore. Well,
that's not a bad way to put it, Jennifer.
That's how I feel.
Yeah. Vlad?
Come on, man. You know I love my fellow Haitian. Anytime they're talking good about Reuben Bain, I've got Gooseys galore.
Gooseys galore.
What's number four, Jennifer?
We have Kenny Atkinson again.
No Gooseys.
By James Harden's defense.
It's not possible. How is he still sticking by his defense?
Because he's trying to
defend him. He's a good isolation defender. Always has been. He's super smart. I said it last night. He's got great hands. I was kind of a little more upset with our backline defense. Okay.
Backline?
He had a couple, two or three really tough shots on him. But then I think the baseline drive where our low guy didn't come over and get a contest, right? This is team defense. At this level, it's team defense. You know, are we, you know, helping them, sending them the right direction, have the help there. So, sure, we can. I know everybody's putting it on James, but I'd say it's a lot of it's on the team, our team defense. And we were great for three quarters, like really, really great. So we can do it. I think sure, some of it was him. There was a couple of bobies, but
can you get a minus one again, for rambling? I don't really.
It was on.
You know, we're not big on rambling down here.
The team defense. Get to the point.
I said, well, listen, my friend. I said, without you, we're knocked out in the first round.
I'm sick of this guy.
That's first. My personal opinion.
Still going.
So let's just stop that. We're in a great position. You've played great. And, you know, sometimes micro experiences get exaggerated.
What? Micro? The entire quarter.
Minus one.
It was a macro ass kicking.
So part of the problem is Kalel got to be pissed if he's hearing that.
No.
Because
Evan Mobley.
Because he thinking, no, because, oh, well, no. Here's the problem.
Jared Allen.
No, here's the problem. Spo would throw Kalel under the bus.
Oh, yeah.
This guy is throwing the guys who are actually playing defense under the bus.
Right.
You see what I'm saying? So that's why I say Kalel got to be, you know, pissed off about this because he got caught in those situations a lot with the Ole twins.
But how are you going to put that on your defensive guys who've been doing a great job and then you're not going to –
They're on all defense. They're doing
right.
All kinds of stuff.
Mobley was defensive player of the year, but you're going to let some 37-year-old Cone get away with it because you want to placate him because you want him to re-sign and you want him to be in a comfortable mind space because you want to be, you know, Timu, Mike D'Antoni.
Don't you think like you lose all credibility when he just starts it off saying he's a great isolation defender, always has been?
Oh, he has never been.
I'm like, when?
Then why does everybody try to isolate him?
That's because he doesn't want him to get into become a mental small person.
Dude, at this point, like, if you 37 years old and you still you got mental problems when it comes to playing defense or whatever, that's on you.
If you're 37 years old and you can't play defense.
And you get your feelings hurt.
Yeah.
If you're 37 years old, all the money you made, Nate, and you get your feelings hurt. Like, yeah.
I got no Gooseys. Kenny Atkinson's no full of it.
Zero Gooseys. I don't give Gooseys to liars.
No Gooseys.
Wow.
Jennifer?
You're lying. You're telling me James Harden's a good then why did the whole stadium, the whole arena clear it out so you could go one-on-one like y'all on the spotlight?
Olé.
Next thing, the Garden's going to start throwing roses onto the court.
No, all they're going to do is like this: the arena's gonna go dark, and they're gonna put the flashlight, the ISO on Harden, and on Harden and Brunson.
Brunson's gonna have the rose thorns right between his mouth after he scores.
If I was Brunson, I'd say to him, "Man, I'd be a Hall of Famer if I had to play against you every week."
Jennifer, Gooseys?
No, absolutely not.
Vlad?
No Gooseys.
I said no Gooseys before even he started talking. Hey, I didn't even hear the comment, but the fact that I heard the comment, absolutely no Gooseys. Come on, man.
By the way, I did say that to Ohio State.
You said what?
I'd be in the College Football Hall of Fame if I could play y'all every week.
You see, that's a great line. That's got to hurt the rivals.
The kids call a bar.
But they couldn't tackle me, so it didn't matter.
Exactly.
Yeah.
We'll take a break. Final hour coming on up. We're back after this.